Episode 9, Fame and Fortune. I think I read somewhere that we spend half our lives queuing and the other half sleeping. In which case, what's left? Chuffing statistics. You can make out your like from them. A bit like a piece of flat-pack furniture. My mate, Wally Winchester, got so fed up with the instructions for his new wardrobe that he turned it on its side and made a new breakfast bar for his kitchen out of the bits. Good old Wally. He got some brownie points from his wife for that little number, I can tell you. Started a bit of a trend round Humberston way, though. Anyway, you find me in the post office, and there's not many of them left, which is why I'm at the end of an almighty great queue. But yes, even I, Ben Bernard, Master of Mirth, must occasionally make a personal appearance, take my place in the queue, especially when I have to send off my latest treasure trove of material. I always buy these cheap padded envelopes from We Still Sell It, but I'm starting to wonder if it's false economy. Half of the blight is split when you're trying to insert anything, and then you end up with the contents of someone else's Hoover bag all over your lino. I usually end up wrapping the things in duct tape. Then some idiot at the BBC sends for the bomb squad and bangles my chance of a series. Just occasionally, though, one of my parcels gets through to someone in the world of telly or wireless, and I'm pretty sure it's one of the Polish cleaners masquerading as an executive, because they just don't seem to understand my humour. I can understand it if they want to blow up one or two of my parcels, but it's the standard rejection letters they send out. I recently perused my file of rejection letters, which generally grows at a similar rate to the lawn I tried to reseed 3 years ago. Regular, yet erratic. Well, anyway, I was pondering on the nature of fame and the philosophy we all apply to rejection in the world of light entertainment. In fact, my very amusing and highly original comedy series has now been rejected 3 times by the BBC, and the last time I was rejected by a chuffing trainee script editor. A trainee! And do you know what? They didn't even sign the chuffing letter themselves. You know it's a good rejection letter when the trainee has to have a PP signature. That's showbiz.
Fame and Fortune was written, edited, directed and produced by Richard Usher. Blog Off Ben Bernard is a Larynx production.